problem is that each agency labels or numbers their awards differently, causing more really effort than really needs to be to identify them. Devaney, the chairman of the RAP board, says none are harmonized and none look like each other, like, you know, you look at credit card numbers do.
And we have what we call mismatches, where we have to literally almost hand search these awards to make sure that they match up. So I think if that problem was fixed, and I don't know that it would be very practical to fix it on awards in the past, I think we'd have to do something going forward. And the board wants to provide a solution. We want to try to work with OMB to not only identify the problem, but find a way forward. And Mr. Werfel and I are going to work together on that.
Devaney says this problem is nothing new, but because of the pressure the agencies and the recovery board are under, it's to make this information available has really become more problematic. But this is just one of the only really remaining impediments. Devaney says the amount of data, the lack of fraud, waste, and abuse, and the overall performance of the recovery board and recovery.gov has been impressive.
So what can be done to fix this problem?
Well, Devaney says he's working with OMB Controller Danny Werfel, who also testified today before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management, Government Information, Federal Services, and International Security. I caught up with Werfel after the hearing to find out more about what's being done.
What we have been doing so far is making sure, in particular, that agencies have a robust set of awards and what we'd call control totals to make sure that we know exactly how many awards went out so that when the recipient information is coming in, we can compare it to what the agencies know has gone out the door and we can see any gaps in reporting. If we had across government a common account and a common program structure, these efforts would be easier and more seamless than they are today, but they are occurring. I think what Mr. Devaney was referring to is because of the lack of standardization exists, it's a much more difficult challenge. But we're meeting the challenge.
Now, Werfel adds that the harmonization or standardization of this numbering system is a long-term initiative that's really just in the planning stages right now. He says that OMB and the RAP board will look at how this could work. He says right now the top priority is meeting the mandates of the Recovery Act, which has been going on for about the last 18 months. And if it requires manual data matching, then it's going to be done.
So, recovery board, bunch of things. I know they're still working on this. What comes next for recovery.gov?
Well, there's a few things on the horizon, starting with continued focus groups around the country to improve the look and usability of recovery.gov. Devaney says the next ones are scheduled for Detroit and Phoenix. So, obviously, they're trying to get around the country and get as many different opinions as possible. Later this summer, early fall, recovery.gov will actually include a new widget that will let citizens have a real-time display of recovery projects in the congressional districts of their choice on their personal website.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, so it's more, you know, what's going on in my city, my town, my state, or my mother's, my father's, or whomever. Huh. And finally, the RAP board will reach out for more ideas to the public to create new applications like this widget on the site. As you can tell, lots always going on the recovery board. And one more interesting note, Devaney, who's been in government for more than 40 years, actually told the committee today, well, you know, my time in government's short. Now, he didn't announce his retirement or anything like that, but he did seem to insinuate that he may not be around throughout the life of the RAP board, which sunsets in 2013.
Hmm. Wow, that would be significant.
That would be. I mean, he's been such a pivotal force behind what the good things that the recovery.gov and the recovery board has accomplished. I mean, this is not to say without, you know, there hasn't been problems, there hasn't been hiccups, but he's been such a influence that he gets a lot of credit, both members on the Hill and the overall public. Interestingly, one quick side note that came about during the hearing was Senator McCain showed up and asked a series of questions about the Recovery Act, specifically about fraud, waste, and abuse. And that I'll have a little bit more about that tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, but that was a very interesting exchange.
Yeah, we talked to Evan Burfield of CenterActive, who's really put together a lot of the components of recovery.gov, and he said, you know, we talked a lot about, is this is a relatively small organization, is that what made this fairly effective? And he said that's part of it, but they also had a decision process that they made decisions quickly and fairly effectively, and yet involved their different components because they had a lot of different groups that they had to report to.
And the fact is the time frame that they had to work in, about 6 months, was so short, they couldn't dawdle. They couldn't sit around and look at an idea, think about an idea, talk about an idea. They had to act. And I think Devaney's background in law enforcement and some of the other people, like I did an interview with Jim Warren, the CIO at the RAP board a number of months ago, on Ask the CIO, and he has said, you know, we just had a system that works well, and because we're starting from scratch. There's no built-in kind of problems or built-in impediments because we were all new.
Or turf wars or stuff like that. Sounds like a great hearing. You're going to have a full report tomorrow, right?
Full report tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, and, of course, federalnewsradio.com.